Greet you all this morning in Jesus' name. Glad to be here with you all again. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we just thank you, God, for your goodness, your mercy to us. We ask your blessing on this time together. Lord, we ask that you'd fill us with your Spirit, that you'd give us wisdom, Father, as we open our eyes and your word, Father. Lord, help us have ears to hear. Thank you again for all you do for us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, I want to just begin opening our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Verse 9 says, pray then in this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Whenever Jesus tells us here, he said, don't pray with vain repetitions and with many words. But he said, pray in this way. And what he means pray in this way is not just following this pattern, but the idea of our prayer is our desire, the desire of our heart. And that's what he wants to focus on. It's not just saying a prayer. It's trying to mold ourselves into being what he wants. So when we pray in this way, the heart is our Father, which art in heaven. Not just repeating these words, but living in a way that our prayer and our life are bringing honor to our Father, which art in heaven. I think of one of the Psalms that says, be still and know that I am God. So our prayer, you know, it's not just molded into the words we say, but the very heart of our breath, as it were, or the prayer is knowing, be still and know that I am God. This is one of the ways that he's instructing us to pray here. Our Father, which art in heaven, and hallowed be your name. Just thinking, just taking the time to be still and know that I am God. That he has all of the things in his hands. This is the foundation of not just a model prayer, but the heart of prayer. The heart of our life. And what I'm talking about this morning, a lot of it is knowing the Lord's will. And we'll get to that in the prayer here. But I want to encourage us. You know, a lot of times people really struggle with, they don't know what the Lord's will is for their life. Young people struggle sometimes that their life, you know, they really don't know the Lord's will. They're just kind of going through the motions of life, and older people do this too. They just don't know if they're doing the Lord's will or not. A lot of people struggle with that. And that's what I want to bring out today, what I want to kind of talk about. The Lord's will. You know, one of the things, one of the misconceptions of the Lord's will is that it's this grand plan that I need to find and devote my life to fulfilling. Some purpose in life that God is going to give to me, and now I'm just going to devote all my resources and all my time. And that's what we want to think of when we think of the Lord's will. That's what we want to do. I want to find the Lord's will and I want to just jump right into it. And so our idea of the Lord's will is some future plan. And I want to tell you right off, if that's your thought, you're not going to find the Lord's will. because that's not the Lord's will. The Lord's will is not some future plan that you just work out and you devote your life. You know, we see people in things in life, in pursuits in life, people that just find what they love to do and they just do it and they promote and have this business or whatever, and they just really throw themselves into it. And that's what we want, the same kind of desire and motivation in the Lord's will for our life. We want to find something like a business we can just throw ourselves into and just be promoting all the time. But that's not how we find the Lord's will. That's how you produce a goal and a purpose in life. And a lot of times it's other than the Lord's will. So whenever we think about the Lord's will for our life, this very start of this prayer where he says, "Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Right there is the foundation for you finding the Lord's will for your life. "Be still and know that I am God." And that he goes on and says that, "And I will bring glory to myself among all the nations." You know, so whenever you want the Lord's will for your life, the very foundation of that is not what you accomplish in this life, but "be still and know that I am God. Hallowed be thy name." You want to find God's perfect will for your life? Put God, "Hallowed be thy name." You know, Jesus said it in the night before he was crucified. I've said it a bunch of times. "Not my will, but thine be done." You know, my will is to see me accomplishing something. My will is to see me really going out after something and really promoting something. And that's what we think of as a will. But God's just looking for someone that'll say, "Hallowed be thy name." "Your kingdom come." You know, and here again, we want to go out and just really promote something so his kingdom will come. And what he's wanting is for you just to be that kingdom of God right now. I mean, like I said, young people, they get pretty anxious about wanting to know the Lord's will for their life. You know, their idea is something to go after. How am I going to mold my life? You know, what am I going to get married? Am I going to marry somebody? Am I going to just plan out my whole future? You know, right there, if we will just be what we're supposed to be right now and leave all of that in the Lord's hands, we'll be much further down the road to actually finding his will. Because it's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about how my life falls out. It's a living by the moment, doing what is right in front of us and being faithful today. Just like everything else in the following the Lord, it is all about right now. It's now faith, not the future faith. We want to live in the future or we want to live in the past. That's where most people live. They're planning something in the future and working towards it, or they're regretting something they failed in the past. And God is looking for you right now, because the future's not ours and the past is already gone. And so all we have is this moment. "Hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, your will be done." You know, whenever we talk about the Lord's will for my life, what he's talking about is his will being done. in your life. No matter which direction it goes, no matter where it takes you, His will. You know, if we have the Lord, wait on the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. And then the other verses said it just then, go wait on the Lord. You know, whenever we're trusting in the Lord and waiting on the Lord, you know, we want to see results. But a lot of times, all He wants is just for us just to be right where we are, trusting Him and waiting on Him right now. Not waiting for Him to change something, waiting for Him to fix something, but being what we are right there. Most of the time, instead of waiting, we're trying to make something happen. And if we're trying to make something happen, it's usually because we don't like what the will of the Lord is for me right now. We want to make it something better. We want not His will done, but I want my will being done because it looks a lot more successful and it looks a lot more beneficial for Him. Your kingdom come. Thy will be done. You see, it's more of a where you're at right now attitude about His will. You know, like I said, we're planning some future. And usually if we're planning on the future, we're tripping over something right in front of us in the present. And you know, if you would ask most people what the will is, they will talk about some future plan that they're trying to work out. But the will of the Lord is for you to be faithful right now. You know, you think, well, you may be a little nervous about your situation in the world right now. You don't feel like you're really accomplishing anything. You know, the Bible says that those that trust in the Lord, that He chastises them or He molds them. He's trying to make us into something what He wants us to be. And sometimes that means just going through a long, boring spell of just being what I'm supposed to be right now in this earth. Maybe watching others flourish in their lives and in their homes, and maybe it just didn't happen for me. You know, and so the tendency is to get a little nervous about it, or, you know, get a little upset. The world's passing me by. Everybody else is doing these things and I'm just kind of stuck here. I'm not really doing much. You know, if while you're stuck there, you can wait on the Lord. And while you're stuck there, you can just be still and know that He is God and that He has all things in His hands. And you can just do what's right in front of you again, day after day after day after day. You see, it's not what you're accomplishing that is the goal of the Lord's will. It's what you are right now. And in whatever situation you find yourself, even though it's the same old thing for the last 10 years or the last 15 years or the last 50 years, just doing the same old thing, if you are of a mind, thy will be done. If you are of a mind that hallowed be thy name, be still and know that I am God, doing the same old thing every day, you're in the Lord's will. You are in the perfect will of God because that's what He's got for you right now. Being content and being at peace and being at rest. What else would He want for you? What else would He need from you? If he has that, you know, he might just scoop you up and do something great later on. But he might just leave you right there in that place because he's getting honor and glory. He's being respected for who he is. And you're just acting out who you are in that place. It's not about some grand scheme. You know, you might be a young person thinking, I don't know if I'll ever get married. Will you be content right there? And one of these days, if you never get married, you'll just wake up and be so glad that you are where you are right now. Just be what you are right now. You know, we talk about things like that, and what happens is instead of having patience and waiting on the Lord, we do the other P. We panic. That's the opposite of patience, and that is the opposite of waiting on the Lord. Panic. You know, if we don't know what to do, whenever life's coming at us and things are just boiling down on us, and we don't know what to do, most people just have to jump up and do something, even if it's wrong. I've heard that phrase. Because they feel like they've just got to do something. And if you're just doing something because you feel like you just got to do something, I'll guarantee you it's wrong. There's a lot of times, and this is where wisdom comes in. Wisdom has patience. Whenever the whole world is falling down and we don't know what to do, the best thing that we can do is just be patient. And remember to be still and know that I am God. And say that I will be done. And he might show us a little something to do all of a sudden. But he might just have us sit right in that storm and trust him. And that's all he wants to do. That's all he wants for us. You know how that little word faith. Trust. How mighty a thing it accomplishes. You know, we hear of faith and we talk about Noah building an ark. Or we talk about, but there's a bunch of people that's been faithful that you've never heard of. There's a bunch of people that are still and know that he is God. Hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do you think there's a bunch of go-getters in heaven that are just going around building stuff for God? A bunch of them just doing their own thing, really bringing glory to themselves up there? No. What I see of heaven is, you know, we hear what pictures we see of it in the Bible is they see God. And they fall down and worship him because they know how great and awesome he is. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Here we have the give us what we need and contentment. And to forgive us as we forgive others. And we talk a lot about that. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Back here to this. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know, being able to find rest in our own situation. We're all looking for that place where we can just rest a lot of times. And the thing about it is, a lot of times the way the Lord works is whenever we find that rest that we think, He comes along and turns our world upside down and puts us in someplace else, in a different situation. You know, we want that security, we want that peace, and we want that rest. We finally, after we've lived in a certain situation for a while, we just, oh, this is the Lord's will for my life. And so I'm going to rest in it. And then the rug gets jerked out from under you. And all that gets turned upside down. And we're at chaos again. You know, a lot of us aren't happy unless we're in chaos. But that's not peace and that's not rest. But when the world gets turned upside down, guess what? The Lord wants from you. He wants you to find rest while you're upside down. Peace while you're upside down. Peace whenever things aren't going the way I would like them to. But I can know that He's still in charge. I can be still and know that He is God. That's how you find the will of God. It's not something. It's not some plan. It's not some goal. It's not some dream. It's right there in front of you. And being what He wants you to be right now. All we have to do in this world is go through it. Whatever He throws at us, just go through it. Keeping in mind, hallowed be Thy name, Thy will be done. Trust in the Lord. This is some verses here. Some of these Psalms and Proverbs, you look them up, find them. These, be still. Wait on the Lord. Be still. Learn these verses. And then there's trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct thy path. Trust in the Lord. You want to find the will of the Lord for your life? It is right smack in front of you. It's right at the end of your nose. It's the life you're living right now. But if you're not resting in that, you're looking for something else. You're all worried and upset about some other thing. You look right past what's right in front of your nose, and you're not resting in it. You're not trusting in it. You're missing it. Life ain't passing you by. If you're in the Lord's will, your life isn't a waste if you're in the Lord's will. I mean, there's people that are in prisons, in jails, and can't do nothing but just sit on a stool and eat a little bit once in a while. And they can still be in the Lord's will. Even though there's no contact or hardly see anybody, they can still be in the Lord's will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done. Your will be done. Find that. Wait on the Lord. Trust in the Lord. be still and know that He is God. May the Lord add His blessings. Anyone have anything you'd like to share? Henry. All right. Well, Lord willing, we'll meet back at 6 o'clock this evening. God bless you all. Depart in peace.
We also have singing today at the nursing home. Might just think about the Aurora has someone else for the fourth Sunday that would have liked to be there. They said we could come the third Sunday right away, but we'd rather not do that. So we're going to go back to once a month with Aurora. And then I called Lakoba about that, and they were a little reluctant almost to have us just go once a month. It sounded like that the people appreciate us so much. But just think about that. If you only wanted to do it once a month, or we could, the fourth Sunday, just go to Lakoba. So think about that. Kind of let me know how you feel on it. But today, at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, let him know if there's
Aurora and Lakoba.
Yeah, let him know today. It would probably be, if we just went to Lakoba, it'd be at 4 o'clock or something, maybe. Or
yeah,
3:30, whatever time. Normal time.
3:30, out of the longer afternoon, first.
All right. Well, Lord bless you all. Heart and peace.